From the Rio Grande to the Sabine and the Canadian to the San Antonio. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle and leash. Our Lone Star story today, it's all about the border. First, LULAC puts out a bounty on an unnamed Texas citizen, and now Bexar County Sheriff joins in the witch hunt or bruja hunt. Bruja is a witch in Spanish. Yet today, there's no evidence anybody broke any law, and the sheriff can't tell anybody what statute he believes was broken. There's so much in this border stack, and the left is just apoplectic over sending, I think there was a plane sent from San Antonio area today to a little beach town where Biden has his summer house in Delaware. You know, Delaware's about the size of a county. It's pretty funny. You'd need a beach house and another. Oh, well, anyway, our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions. And truckers and fleet owners, Allied Compliance Services is your best buddy in dealing with the DOT and the testing regulations and the clearinghouse. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. We got a big ruling against the Texas State Bar. That's right, the quasi-private organization that has the ability to regulate lawyers in this state has become extremely political from the leftist point of view. And in its harassment of the Attorney General and the Attorney General's office, they've lost a round in court. A judge in Texas rules one can buy a firearm if under felony indictment. Oh my gosh, this new Supreme Court ruling, oh my gosh. Except if you actually listen to the government's argument against the case, it actually makes the case for it or says there's really nothing here, it's not that big a deal. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattonTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Going to be a big time in the key city of Abilene Saturday night. Number 6 ranked in Division 3, Hardin-Simmons, versus number 2 ranked, Mary Hardin-Baylor. Two of the great Texas, just historic Texas schools, and they're in the same conference, and they're ranked nationally, number 6 and number 2, Hardin-Simmons, and then Mary Hardin-Baylor, number 2, 6 o'clock in the stadium there at Hardin-Simmons, and you can get tickets to that, hsuathletics.com/tickets. That's an old-fashioned, wonderful, be fun, be a lot of fun, big deal. All right, my friends. I've got a lot of headlines to get to. I want to get to one of these feature items first. The press is pretty upset about this today because it doesn't fit their model, you know, that every single Mr. Paxton is our attorney general. He's just everything about this man's corrupt. Of course, that begins with the fact he's a Christian conservative and outspoken and such. Here's the official statement from the Attorney General's office. I've read several. The press reports just got out mid-afternoon, and I read some of them, and they're just all upset about it. A Texas judge has ruled that the Texas State Bar's lawsuit against First Assistant Attorney General Brent Webster violates the separation of powers secured by the Texas Constitution. In so ruling, the judge granted the Office of the Attorney General's plea to the jurisdiction and dismissed the State Bar, that's the lawyers, meritless and politically motivated disciplinary charges against Mr. Webster. They not only sued Webster, the first assistant, they sued Ken Paxton. It's one of the things that the press keeps touting and trying to help Democrats. Well, they sued him, and I told you at the time, there's no way that there's any grounds for this. It's unconstitutional, because what you're saying is that the attorney general doesn't have the freedom to act on the interests of the state. He's an elected official if the politics behind that action are something with which you disagree. Now, the liberals at the state bar knew all this. This is just more demonstrating how they will destroy the integrity or even the reputation of any institution they control in order to achieve their goals. They sued Paxton too, saying, how dare he file with the Supreme Court you know, over election irregularities, along with a whole bunch of other states, I remind you, after the last presidential election. That's what this is about. The court's thrown it out. The AG's office argued in its motion that the state bar's attempt to unduly influence the Office of Attorney General in the exercise of its constitutional powers is not only improper, but also violates Texas law. The specially assigned judge, Judge John Youngblood, agreed, stating in his ruling, quote, "The separation of powers doctrine deprives this court of subject matter jurisdiction. To hold otherwise would stand for a limitation of the Attorney General's broad power to file lawsuits on the state's behalf, a right clearly supported by the Texas Constitution and recognized repeatedly by the Texas Supreme Court," end quote, from the judge. Attorney General Paxton said the state bar's politicization is an insult to all Texans who oppose the abuse of governmental power in pursuit of liberal political retribution. "No matter how much the partisan activists at the state bar retaliate against me and my staff for working to promote election integrity, secure our southern border, and fight for conservative values, I will not back down," said Paxton. "I'm glad the court dismissed these utterly meritless charges against my first assistant and sent a clear message that I work for Texas, not for unelected bureaucrats at the state bar." Now, their meritless lawsuits all started, and by the way, they still have one pending in a different court against Paxton for the exact same charges, but we know where that's going to go, the same difference, same place. State bar's meritless lawsuit started with their assignment to an investigatory hearing panel they created, appointed by these liberals that run the state bar in 2021. Paxton condemned that as a political attack at the outset, and it was joined by the governor and the lieutenant governor. Now, we go back to that. It was September 24th, 2021, and here's what Paxton had said about it. "Today, Attorney General Paxton filed," this is in 2021, September of last year, "Paxton filed an objection to the Texas State Bar's appointment of a one-sided and partisan, quote, investigatory hearing panel, end quote, to investigate him and his staff for defending the rights of the state of Texas by challenging the constitutionality of the 2020 election procedures in four states. Initially, the State Bar dismissed all ethics complaints related to the lawsuit, Texas versus Pennsylvania et al., yet months later, higher-ranking bar officials ordered their staff to reinstate select complaints against Attorney General Paxton and his staff. In so doing, the state bar stepped far outside the limited administrative authority as to regulate the practice of law and protect clients, and is attempting instead to control the sovereign actions taken by the state through its duly elected AG. And remember, you don't have to be an attorney to be attorney general to hold that office in the state of Texas, which is right. And they just don't have any regulatory power over that. And it's a massive breach of the separation of powers. And this is what I've been telling you from the beginning. Almost everything we see that's piled up against Ken Paxton has come about is all. And I'm not one of these guys. I'm not, you know me, because I get mad at this clannishness and tribalism. It's not because he's my guy. When you give me some real evidence the guy did something that merits this kind of stuff, man, I'll be all over it. But almost everything we've had is just a political hit from the very beginning. And it was because this guy was one of the most full-throated, true conservatives in the state. And when he knocked off in that primary runoff, Dan Branch, state rep, you know, and former state rep out of Dallas, the Kay Hutchison moderate to liberal Republicans, and he won that with full-throated conservatism. And then, not only that, took office as attorney general, and I mean, went to work and has consistently used the powers of the office to fight back against leftism in this country. They don't like it, and they'll continue to do so. The best thing you can do to fight back is vote for Paxton in November.
It's the talk of Texas. Pratt on Texas.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Here's a man who thinks it's wrong not to fly your Texas flag as high as the stars and stripes. It's the Lone Star's Voice of Liberty. Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends all. Texas judge rules that people under felony indictment have the right to buy guns under the Second Amendment. Oh my gosh! They scream at the Texas Tribune. They're all worried about it. More of the papers. This story came out last night late. More of the papers are beginning to pick it up today. U.S. District Judge David Kuntz, appointed by Trump, of course, in the Western Federal District, found the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling from June invalidates federal law which prohibits those charged with felony from obtaining a gun. This is a case where a guy was under indictment. He owned guns. He was under indictment and had not been found guilty of anything. And he actually lied on that background check thing and said he wasn't under indictment. Of course, they went after him. And then, anyway, now after this ruling, his lawyers filed an appeal. This is really interesting. Now, Kuntz said he found no such history for limiting access to guns for those charged but not convicted of felony crimes. And before you get all upset about this, you must realize in America, that's why they don't arrest people on suspicion. You have to have a charge. Then you go through all kinds of things to see if that charge is warranted, all the way up to a grand jury. Whether you have an indictment or no bill of indictment. And if you're innocent till proven guilty, you don't lose your rights. You don't lose your right to freedom. You don't lose your right to free speech. You don't lose your right to vote. You don't lose your right to any. Why is the Second Amendment any different if you've not been convicted? Now, Kuntz said he acknowledged his historical search was not exhaustive. In other words, he's leaving this a pretty big platform here for the appellate courts, or maybe even the Supreme Court eventually to work from. But here's what I caught that was interesting in the Tribune piece. In an earlier filing, the U.S. Attorney's Office said the law to prohibit those under felony indictment from obtaining guns does not interfere with the Second Amendment. Huh? Well, now wait until you hear why. And I'll tell you why this isn't the scary thing the left is trying to point it out to be. Quote, because it does not disarm felony indictees who already had guns and does not prohibit possession or public carry. Ah, do you get it? Before you jump up, oh my gosh! When you're under indictment, you haven't lost your rights, and even the government themselves in this case arguing the other side pointed out that we don't disarm people who are under felony indictment. If you already have guns, you're not prohibited to possess or public carry them until you're convicted, when you're under indictment. So the point is, so then why are you prohibited from purchasing a gun? And there are people that remain under indictment for years. Let's face that. Let's take Ken Paxton. 7 years after this indictment, this political indictment by a bunch of political enemies inside McKinney Courthouse, they've never let him go to court and go to trial. They've tried to move it everywhere they can to make sure he'll have a big left-wing Democrat jury. 7 years, should a guy lose his right to purchase a firearm? Of course not. And so this story, they're all, oh my gosh, can you believe that? And then the fact is, wait a minute, there's really nothing to this except maybe righting a little bit of a wrong there. By the way, at Lubbock, Amazing story today. After about 80 years, Varsity Bookstore across from Texas Tech announced today they're going to close by the end of the year. Oh, it's amazing. They were a client of mine at one time years ago and back in my computer days. And by the way, over in my hometown in Floydada, Texas, pumpkin capital of the world, where they have the pumpkin days, that's coming up October 8th with all the fun stuff down on the square and the pumpkin races and the pumpkin this and the pumpkin that, and one of the biggest pumpkin producers. Now, they got in a fight with Morton, Illinois years ago. My friends engineered it, but a big fight when they started to become the pumpkin capital. So they're the decorative pumpkin capital. Morton, Illinois is the pumpkin capital. They grow the little ugly ones that Libby Foods makes, you know, cans, so you make pumpkin pie with. So just so you know, there are two pumpkin capitals. But the big jack-o'-lanterns and stuff come from Floydada. And speaking of jack-o'-lanterns, my good friend Tim Astor, well-known auctioneer, by the way, does the auction at our Sportsman's Club annual banquet. He owns Astor Pumpkin Ranch on the highway between Floydada and Rawls. It's really cool. And he said that the weather was tough. A KCBD story quoted him saying it was had a difficult year. It's been a little bit hot, and therefore the blooms didn't set as early. But then you got all that rain. The pumpkins are coming off. They're beautiful and big this year. He said, though, costs have gone up massively. The boxes, the pallets, the trucking, it's all gone up in the increases prices. So good for them over there, all those pumpkin heads I grew up with. Going to have a big pumpkin crop this year. I've already seen them in the stores, and they are big and beautiful. All right, my friends, some headlines out of Harris County. So a person called 911 reports she found a young man in her daughter's room, and then her nephew, one Denuel Hines, 20 years old, shot the young man, who was named Curtis Mobley. He was 18. He was in, now they've arrested this Hines. By the way, it's what I told you about using firearms, not knowing what you're doing, and having the wrong kind of firearm. The neighbor's house was struck multiple times. It penetrated through the walls of the residence and out and penetrated into the residence next door. Thankfully, nobody was injured. But they've arrested this guy. But the real story is here, the 14-year-old girl, his cousin, was in her bedroom and had this 18-year-old in there with him. He went in there and popped him. Ex-Central Texas teacher's been indicted for online solicitation of a minor. It's more victims. It's one of these school teacher guys. KWTX says former Connolly ISD teacher previously indicted on online solicitation of a minor and stalking charges, plural, has been arrested again on a new stalking charge. He's 59-year-old, and he's been arrested before, and back in his initial arrest last year, she was a minor, he stalked her, blah, blah, blah. And he was a second grade teacher at the Connolly Primary School, and then he's not employed there anymore. He's done it again. Gunman opened fire on deputies at the Tri-State Fair in Amarillo, which is a big, big, big fair, the biggest fair up in the panhandle. Potter County Sheriff Brian Thomas said just before 11 o'clock last night, a man opened fire on deputies working off duty at the fair. So he went there to shoot cops. Off-duty deputy and off-duty firefighter, who was also working at the fair, were shot along with a bystander. Deputies returned fire, shooting the suspect. Deputy firefighter and bystander were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. And this is exactly why the liberal nutsos have taken over the fair in Lubbock. I won't go anymore. They banned all the concealed carry, put up all these, and by the way, they're going to sell beer this year too, as if this is why you need to be armed and why these places that disarm you are so egregious. It doesn't stop the criminal. Robert, if they let him go, excuse me, there's a mile or more around that thing and fence. All you got to do is go lay your pistol down outside that fence somewhere and then go pick it up and slide it through. Have a buddy meet you out there. There's a million ways to get a gun in there if you're going to go kill somebody. Whoever's in Amarillo went there to shoot cops. Wasn't like he was afraid of going to authority. And yet, these people, like in the Lubbock Fair, they disarm you. Oh, Robert, it's on public property. No. The stupid county years ago gave the property away, so now you don't have any protections against that. Yeah, so now they've had a problem with gangs over the years and other things, and now this year I saw in the press they're going to be selling beer. Oh, that's it. But disarm all the law-abiding people so they can't protect themselves and the lives of others when somebody intent on committing capital murder shows up. Dummies. Oh, boy. In Borger, we had a Borger police officer shot. KVII reporting yesterday afternoon, police responded to a domestic disturbance in Borger. Gerardo Rodriguez, 38, was using a family member as a human shield. He's fired shots at the police. Police returned fire. They didn't hit him, which demonstrates why you need round magazines, because it's actually a lot harder than in the movies. One officer was shot twice, once in the arm, once in the bulletproof vest, taken to hospital, and we hope he'll be okay. Looks like he will be. Back in a moment.
Pratt on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
It's hard to explain why my greatest customer service experience wasn't at a luxury resort or private club, but was going to the dentist in Costa Rica, Dr. Silvia Zuniga of Dental Care. There are big Costa Rica practices which, while saving you big money, work just like they do here, herding patients through as fast as possible to increase billings. That's not how Dr. Silvia Zuniga works. Silvia's practice is purposely small and personal with the highest level of service and quality I've experienced for anything. My entire trip cost us less than half my lowest quote at home, including hotel for a week, restaurants, airfare for both of us, and local transport, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years, and now you can visit Texas Tech's new Costa Rica campus nearby. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
And now a man who asks, if you're afraid of the law-abiding being armed, just what do you ask businesses to do about criminals? Think a sign effectively bans them too? It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. By the way, today in Texas history, the 20th of September, 1967, Hurricane Beulah, the third largest of the 20th century, struck South Texas. I mean, it was bad, bad, bad. And battered the state 2 days, hit Brownsville, winds over 140 miles an hour, moved northwest to up to Alice. And it was just terrible. President Johnson declared disaster for a bunch of areas there. And a lot of people, I think 18 died, injured, or sick. It was 9,000 number of homes destroyed and heavily damaged, 3,000. Hurricane Beulah, way back in 1967, third largest hurricane of the 20th century. And I think all of those maybe came before all this climate change crap where they lie to you about extreme weather. This is also the day that Texas Baptist University in Dallas started its first classes, 1905. And it's the day the great Jim Croce, the great singer-songwriter, was killed in a plane crash on his way to Sherman for a concert. There were others aboard who were killed. Sad thing. And it's the day in 1971 that the American League owners approved moving the Senators from Washington, D.C. to Arlington. They became the Rangers. All right, our look at Texas history sponsored by our good friends at USA Investigations, providing witness interviews and statements, employment, background checks, investigation, security, much more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. Where to start in this big stack? Oh, boy. Well, there's a lot more new stuff. Let me get to the things that I was running out of time on yesterday. Before all this stuff hit the national media today, I told you what was going on yesterday, and it's despicable. If any conservative group did this, the left, over any other issue, the left would be crazy, calling them encouraging violence, maybe even leading to murder or vigilantism, you name it. But the headline out of the San Antonio Current was LULAC offers cash for ID of woman who lured San Antonio migrants onto Martha's Vineyard flights. Now, again, lured and all these words, this is just speculation and assertions. Says officials with the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, said asylum seekers stranded in East Coast Resort community up there, you know, Martha's Vineyard, said a woman who identified herself as Perla. Now, they've got a pro-open borders attorney in Massachusetts working with these people. So there's no telling what's going on here, whether they're being coached to claim stuff. There's just no telling because everybody involved in this on all sides is some kind of advocate one way or the other. But they claim that a woman named Perla falsely promised them 3 months of work and lied about the destination of the flights, which, of course, is, and LULAC maintains, they thought they were going to Boston and all this other stuff. And their president, Domingo Garcia, this leftist radical at LULAC, he wants to publicly identify the woman. And he claims all kinds of things about her. It's a con woman. We think she's engaging in human trafficking and virtual kidnapping. So once if they identify her, they're going to face some serious charges probably for slander and other things, you know. So they're out putting a bounty of $5,000 out to try to get somebody to name whoever this person was on a private citizen. But they can make all the claims they want. Then you got the big stories hit everywhere, like in the hometown there in the Express News. Bexar County Sheriff probes how migrants were lured to Martha's Vineyard. But then you get to the story, you know, he said each migrant's paid a bird dog fee to recruit 50 others around the city's Migrant Resource Center. That's that place where the locals are mad because it's got all these people hanging around all the time. He says in total 48 were, quote, lured, as if luring somebody or enticing somebody's illegal to take a plane. And he said it's enraging. But then you get to this a little bit, Jacob Beltran included in about the fourth or fifth sentence of the piece. Salazar, though, this is the sheriff, Salazar was not immediately able to say what statute was broken. Well, we find this across all the reporting. He's mad, oh, they were blurred by promises of better life. Well, what happened to, isn't that what all you Democrats have done to get them here over the border to begin with? Sheriff said it was too early to start naming suspects. They don't even know who these people are. And it points out they've got a Boston-based attorney, Rachel Self, representing some of these people. So it's just as likely these people are using these illegal aliens who don't know what's up or down as far as America or legal or whatever else. It's just as likely. I mean, I can assert just as strongly that they're using these people in the other way, to try to build some case even when nothing happened. I thought it was interesting that at the Daily News, the Daily Caller, I get confused because they've set that up as a foundation, so it's the Daily Caller News Foundation. Jenny Terror, their investigative reporter, had a piece last night, a headline, Abuse, Texas Sheriff Announces Investigation into Illegal Migrant Flights to Martha's Vineyard. So it says he announced, it's the Bexar County Sheriff, he announced investigation Monday into claims, that's how they are, that illegal migrants were allegedly lured, as if that's illegal, into boarding flights chartered by Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to Martha's Vineyard. Bexar County Sheriff Salazar said that an illegal Venezuelan migrant allegedly was paid to recruit the others to board the planes under false pretenses. Salazar explained he was in touch with attorney Rachel Self of Boston, adding his office had not interviewed her clients yet. In other words, he's making all these allegations without having done any real investigative work. Quote, the allegations that we've heard, it's absolutely distasteful. It's disgusting. It's an abuse of human rights. Yeah, but see, it doesn't appear that any of it's against the law. But I would like to find out sooner rather than later what charges, if any, are going to apply to whom. You see, they don't know anything yet. Right now, this is all disgusting yellow journalist propaganda. He says, I believe there's some criminal activity involved, but at present, we're trying to keep it on mind. He believes he has no evidence. He just admitted he didn't interview anybody, but he believes it. You see how it works? So DeSantis sent two flights of the illegal aliens from Texas to the island Wednesday, and of course, the left is going crazy. Daily Caller News Foundation recently obtained the documents the illegal migrants were given before. Remember what they were saying in both stories I just read to you from the leftist media, the Express News, and then the extraordinarily vulgar leftist San Antonio Current? You know, making it appear, oh, this really happened, and they were deceived about where they were going. The Daily Caller News Foundation recently obtained the documents the illegal migrants were given before boarding the flights that showed their destination as Martha's Vineyard. It did not say Boston. It's in there, Martha's Vineyard. A source close to the situation also told the Daily Caller that the illegal migrants were, quote, asked multiple times if they wanted to go. That's right. All these things are voluntary. And, of course, this is like Gavin Newsom, you know, over there in California, the governor, he's said that this is kidnapping and stuff to these people. So we get it. So you got the lefty, super lefty George Soros-based, well, group in San Antonio and others, and they're just ginning this up. Of course, the media writes it up in a way a lot of people think, oh, something's going on. Well, they don't have any evidence. And when you actually review even their friendly press reporting, it's very clear that right now this is just a bunch of hollering by a bunch of open border advocates like the head guy at LULAC. So speaking of that plane, there's another one coming from San Antonio. Slay News had the piece, Florida's Governor DeSantis fired back Democrat critics by sending a plane load of illegal aliens to a small Delaware town near Joe Biden's lavish beach house. And the San Antonio Current, those lefties are upset. Plane possibly carrying more migrants from San Antonio en route to Joe Biden's vacation home. They're using a flight data tracking from Flight Radar 24. The plane designated to departed Lackland Air Force Base this morning. It's supposed to land in Crestview, Florida, and then depart for Delaware. And you're just so angry over this. There's much more ahead on the similar subject. Stay with us on Pratt on Texas.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Pratt on Texas will be right back after this.
At Thacker, every piece of jewelry represents a moment in time worth celebrating.
But when the jewelry leaves our store, that's when the real story begins. Her engagement ring will tell the story of the loving relationship that you share.
Your wedding band tells the story of the perfect day when you two came together. I'm blessed to be in a business where every piece of jewelry that leaves our store goes on to tell a beautiful story. We hope you'll start your story with Thacker's.
Not only do we beef up with Raider Red Meats, Isabel and I love their sausage, especially that with the cheese and Hatch green chili in it, and their spicy barbecue sauce has become my favorite. Some Raider Red Meats products available in select United supermarkets. Ask at the meat counter. Raider Red Meats does sell the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Learn more at RaiderRedMeats.com, see sales at their Facebook page, and visit their Texas Tech campus store in Lubbock, where we shop.
Winters Dozer Service knows you may need terraces built, ponds dug out, or water runoff routes worked to save that water and soil. And Winters Dozer Service stands ready to get the job done safely and productively. Jump on those projects now with Winters Dozer Service. Conservation, construction, and cleanup. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting WintersDozerService.com. That's WintersDozerService.com.
It may be the stars and stripes forever for some, but to this guy, as always, Texas, our Texas, which inspires. Now helping you keep up with Texas, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The flying them to Martha's Vineyard and flying them now to Biden's vacation home community in Delaware. Yes, that's been far more effective than sending them to the big megalopolises of Chicago and New York as far as really getting the left angry. And I think it's because, you know, it's like everything else. They're all elitist, and even the elitists on the other side, they sort of have tacit agreements to never do this stuff in their own backyard of where the elites hang out. And so they're mad as hell at DeSantis. Ted Cruz pointed out at the big conservative youth summit, the Texas Youth Summit down in Southeast Texas this weekend, that he proposed this a year ago, and he did indeed. He said, sending illegal immigrants to blue cities is something I proposed a year ago. I filed legislation a year ago to send illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Cupertino, California, and Palo Alto, California. Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, all the places where rich liberals vacation and sip Chardonnay, and at the time, ironically, the county commissioner in Martha's Vineyard said he welcomed my suggestion and that they would be energetically welcome, that they would energetically welcome illegal aliens there because they wanted Martha's Vineyard to become a haven. Do you remember that? Yes, that happened. And Ted Cruz did specifically file legislation for all of that. Now, news out today, Bob Price reporting at Breitbart, Texas. 1.2, now you've seen the big national headline, by the way, also reported their record 2 million aliens apprehended at the southwest border this year. Big record. I mean, it's massive. Texas, though, look how much we're getting of that. 1.26 million. So 1.25 million apprehended in Texas-based border sectors in this federal fiscal year, which ends the end of this month. So about, you know, another week or so, a little more than a week. If the 1.25 million immigrants apprehended so far this fiscal year in Texas-based Border Patrol sectors were put into a brand new city, it'd be the fourth largest city in the state, trailing slightly behind Dallas. Colorado police make an arrest in a big hit-and-run death of a deputy. That's right. This is just a terrible story in Weld County, where Alexis Hein-Newtz, 23-year-old deputy sheriff, was riding her motorcycle to work. She was struck and killed. Sheriff Weems there says that they recovered falsified green card and fake Social Security card from this Octavio Gonzalez Garcia, and they recovered evidence that he was intoxicated at the time of the crash. So now it's okay to deport illegals? Good point in the little Texas scorecard email today. New York Mayor Eric Adams, who presides over 8 million residents, said Wednesday this city is nearing its breaking point after receiving about 10,000 illegal aliens since May. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker declared a state of emergency Wednesday and authorized National Guard troops to help out after a mere 500 of these people made it to Chicago. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser declared an emergency as well. That's from the Wall Street Journal's editorial board. And they said in the scorecard, Democrats have basically defended cartels trafficking aliens into the U.S. as long as those people were confined to the border states. So that's right, as long as they were in Texas. But fly a few illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, and suddenly those virtue-signaling Democrats see the value of using the military to deport their undocumented, in quote, visitors. That's right. That's exactly what we see. Texas border town business owner sells family barbecue restaurant in honky-tonk after multiple migrant break-ins. Fox News had the story out of Eagle Pass. Selena Buentello Price, former second-generation owner of the Wagon Wheel, a local barbecue joint, said, I worked alongside my father 19 years. One break-in in 25 years. From February to now, I've had five. Not only has my business been broken into and ransacked, it's just the insecurity. Now you don't feel safe at home. They've been completely overrun by illegal aliens. She said, two locations down from our original location, our smokehouse and our honky-tonk, we have this facility. They're not their facility, but she says there's a facility that assists in processing all these folks coming in. Once they're processed, I literally see busloads on a daily basis. They're just released. They find sanctuary in anything that's abandoned or not. What I had that I valued, not only had sentimental value, but had actual monetary value, is depreciated thanks to the mess, the trash, and the vandalism. She reached a breaking point. She encountered an intruder on her property one evening. Business owner called police, but of course, by the time cops get there, that person's already gone. She said, I've decided to sell the family business. Not only that, they have a 126-acre ranch there in Eagle Pass. She said, our game cams are catching more than wildlife, and it used to just be maybe five a month, and now there's just every night there's tons of pictures on them. She's not only had to do that, she sold their horses and cattle because these illegal aliens cut her fences so often that she can't keep up with them. This is affecting people. Real folks. And of course, El Paso's mayor, being a Democrat, and El Paso, big Democrat town, they're getting hammered by the media. There's a whole bunch of stories out, like El Paso mayor defends busing illegal aliens to New York. These are everywhere. It's pretty funny. Our good friend Merrill Matthews had a great op-ed at The Hill in Washington, D.C. Trump proposed a dreamer pathway to citizenship. It was Democrats who said no. He pointed out how Veep Harris muddled through an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC and raised eyebrows when she said the border's secure. And but it was Democrats, not Republicans, who killed the last best chance to create a pathway, at least for these dreamers they talk about. He reminds us in January 2018, Trump put an offer on the table, a proposal he and others had been working on since the previous September, wanted Congress to provide $25 billion in funding to build a wall along the border, even though he said Mexico would pay for it. He says Trump says a lot of things, a lot of hyperbole. But anyway, in exchange, the report at the time said the president said he wanted to offer the dreamers protection from deportation and an incentive of citizenship, perhaps in 10 to 12 years. Remember Obama and all this, the deferred action for childhood arrivals. Many we didn't come here. Our parents brought us here. Of course, again, I point out that all through law, others do not get to benefit from the law breaking of somebody else. If your parents, if your granddad embezzled a lot of money or stole some artwork, and you're living the high life and going to the big college, once they find that out, I'm sorry, your assets are gone. You don't get to enjoy the benefits of somebody's law breaking. And I'm not as big on this DACA thing as some other people are, although I think even in the latest polls in Texas, most people think the dreamers ought to have some kind of way, you know, to pay and get here. Remember, a president worked with this, Lindsey Graham, they worked with this, made a lot of conservatives mad, offered them a real offer. Merrill Matthews' piece goes into detail on all of it. And the Democrats turned it down. He ended the piece up with saying, I don't recall any Senate Democrat, including then Senator Kamala Harris, speaking out for Trump's deal. So the dreamers remain in limbo and Democrats are building Trump's wall. Yeah, they're starting to have to spend money to fix parts of it and all that. It's all quite amazing to me. And the hyperbolistic responses to sending these people, we're not sending them actually. We're doing the same thing the feds have done from the beginning, which is offering them rides, mostly by plane, which is very expensive. The taxpayers are picking up the bill, even when it's one of these church groups or non-governmental entities. We're asking where they'd like to go in the country, and we're sending them. They've been doing this now for several years. But all of a sudden, when we pay for it and let them choose a spot, and they volunteer to go to Chicago or go to New York or Washington, D.C., or now Martha's Vineyard or the beach in Delaware, these people become apoplectic about it. And what that tells you is, so many of them truly are ignorant of the scale of the problem, but most of them, they've known what it was about all along, and they were just happy to let it continue as long as it hurt people like Texas and Arizona. But the minute it comes to their place, oh my gosh, they're upset. We'll see how it goes, but it is shocking at how transparent these people are. Transparent and hypocritical, I should say. Thanks for joining us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.